I picked to follow that reading of the birth narrative is The Little Drummer Boy. And The Little Drummer Boy is not based on scripture, as you know, but it's a creative idea. It's a vision of a little boy coming to visit the Christ child after his birth. The song we know as The Little Drummer Boy was originally called The Carol of the Drum. It was written quite recently, compared to some of the other carols that we'll be singing today, by an American composer and teacher, Catherine Davis, in 1941. It became quite famous when it was recorded in 51 by the Austrian Trapp family singers, and since then it has been recorded and shared many, many times. The Little Drummer Boy tells a wonderful story of a poor boy who feels he has no gift to give to the baby Jesus. In spite of his lack of gifts, he offers to play his drum for him. To the delight of all in the stable, especially baby Jesus, who smiles at the drummer boy. Not only is this song fun to sing with its drum-like pa-rum-pa-pum-pums, but it also embraces a non-materialistic message that we all need to hear, especially at this time of year. In a society of hyper-commercialized Christmas, where we are bombarded with advertisements filled with the pressure to find the perfect gift, the little drummer boy challenges this societal expectation. Perhaps the perfect gift is really just ourselves, being who we are, bringing our own gifts and talents to each other and to a world in need of deep healing. Now, we sang this one on Tuesday night when we were at the Lighthouse, and there was at least one person who was drumming on a table in addition to singing pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, so feel free if you want to drum on the pew or something like that. Let's join in singing together.
Told me pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king to see pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, our finest gifts we bring pa-rum-pa-pum-pum to lay. Drum.